This is Melting Pot, heard here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on KPFK Radio, powered by the people. You can find us online at meltingpotblog.com and on Facebook at facebook.com/meltingpotradio. My name is Michael Barnes. I'm your host for the show. And right now I'm going to throw things over to this guest DJ set recorded a little while ago by, in our studios with Dino Sounds when he was here in Los Angeles. And we're just going to drop the needle on this and hope you enjoy it right here at KPFK and Melting Pot.
We'll be right back. because I can't see.
Don't get your dance, so let's do it.
the one to do, do it gone. The one to fail, do it fine. Retarded is the same. Come on, man. Come on.
We all want a good day. We all want it. Let's not do the dark thing. Let's not do it.
Come on, do it.
We all want a good day. We all want it.
We all love that.
We'll be right back. Get up on the floor. down there.
I don't want that low part in there. Don't put it.
Forgetting about those heartbreaking nights and those heartbreaking things that you said. Though I know in my heart that we drifted apart, still I can't believe our love is gone. Though it's plain it can be that you're finished with me, I just can't get it through my heart. I keep forgetting you don't love me no more. I keep forgetting you don't love me no more. I know in my heart that we drifted apart. Still I can't believe our love is gone. Though it's plain it can be that you're feeling me, I just can't get it through my head. I keep forgetting you don't love me no more. I keep forgetting you don't love me no more. I keep forgetting you don't love me no more.
Among the leaves, its kiss of morning flowers,
and for me to get a better tomorrow. Oh, can't you see? This is the way our love is gonna be. Your new face is wanting me a brighter day.
You're currently listening to a guest DJ set from Dino Sounds out of Boston, owner of the record label Cultures of Soul, right now on KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot.
Yes, it's over. Hey, love, Heaven.
Okay, so you just heard a guest DJ set from Dino Sounds, who's in our studios, owner of Cultures of Soul. Nice long set featuring some of the stuff that you guys have put out, and a few other. Oh man, just I don't even know where you picked up some of the other stuff, but just really nice sounds. Thanks for doing
that. Thank you.
Any of these things? Well, you know, are you willing to share little stories about? Let us know some of the things that we heard right here.
Sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
What do you want to tell us about?
Well, there's one I know you were a big fan of. 100 pounds of pain of your love.
Oh,
by the JJ Julian. I picked this one up in New York a while ago. A store called Gimme Gimme Records, which is now in LA.
Here.
But
yeah,
they had,
in Highland Park.
They had the 45s kind of thrown away underneath, and I went digging for it, and you know, found this one.
Got you know, that's a funny thing,
pretty good deal on it. So,
like the last time they got really solid records, and it's nice. It's nice for us here on the West Coast because we don't get a lot of East Coast records.
Yeah,
and they have like a lot of nice like New York jazz records and that kind of thing. But I don't remember if he has 45s hanging out anywhere either.
Why not? He wasn't really a big fan of selling them, so it was kind of just hidden away. And you know,
I'm gonna have to
check now. It's one of my favorite stores. Was my favorite store to go to in New York. So I'll have to check it out while I'm here. But
yeah,
I always have great. You know, Caribbean things too, and just weird things for cheap price, pretty reasonable in this day and age. So.
Yeah. This is it's a nice time not only to I suppose have a record label, but this is a good time for vinyl. It seems like you know a lot of record stores. At least here in Los Angeles, we've had a kind of a flurry of stores opening up.
Yeah, I've heard you guys have a lot of new stores that have been opening, which is great. In Boston, things. I'm from Boston. Labels out of Boston. There's a few good stores, but it's not like California. I mean, Southern California just seems like I could spend weeks here going through stuff. And yeah, you know, Amazon.com now is going crazy with vinyl, and I guess now has warehouses of this stuff trying to boost their sales.
Yeah,
with that. So
vinyl is everywhere. I was at Whole Foods the other day, and Amazon, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing, but not this vinyl. I don't think.
I know. I don't think they have another track I play. It's Pearl Reeves' "Cool with the Groove," which is actually a Boston record.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually working with Eli Paperboy Reed. We're working on a Boston Soul compilation because he's born and raised in the Boston area, and so am I. So we're working on that. And yeah, that should be pretty good. This record is great. It's like one of the only kind of funky type. Boston Soul records out there. It's not, there's some.
Yeah, we were talking
Boston
about this when you put that on.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. We couldn't quite figure it out, and at some point, gonna have to get to the bottom of this. So just why there aren't more records out of that Boston area?
We will. You know, there's a few. There's this group called the Precisions, Billy Thomas, and a handful of others. But for some reason, you know, there's a lot of doo-wop things. But we really wanted to. Go the gamut of late 60s, early 70s soul type stuff. So yeah.
That's cool. Something else to look forward from Cultures of Soul.
Yep, and then I also played this track by a group called Jade, Siesta's Over, which is a track, a long, long time want of mine. I've actually connected with the original producer, Jim Pewter. It's actually a California record. He had this label called Century City Records, and we connected, and he had actually one copy left for me. And work on a deal for putting that out, because it's really just an interesting crossover of, you know, sunny Latin boogaloo and your northern soul and everything, and it's a great track. So looking for, hopefully it should be coming out early next year.
Cool.
And then I also played a track by this group called the CS Crew, which is actually a Nigerian funk group from the 70s. They played in a lot of different groups as well. And this was just a joy to put out because the music is just, it's Afro funk, but I think it's really unique. I was actually in a store and I was talking about the group with them, and they said it was like Muppet funk or something like that, because the voice is just so. I call it unique. Other people would call it interesting, maybe, but
yeah,
I think it's great. And there's a guy who actually lives in Boston who's a great guy I work with, Uchenna Ikone, who helped me put this out. He's actually a Nigerian guy who lives in the area, but he went back and he runs a label, Comb and Razor. He goes back to Nigeria and You know, it's hard in the U.S. finding some of these guys. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine Nigeria, where no one, you know, people don't have phones all the time, mm-hmm. and they definitely don't have email. And so he did an amazing job hunting up down a lot of these artists and helping put this out. So.
Cool.
And then one other record I just want to mention that I played is it's a record we're putting out. There's actually there's not a lot of soul nights in Boston, but there is one called Soululuya. It's a great night every Saturday night. They recently expanded, so now everyone can come in and dance. It's not slam packed like it used to be. And I've been working with them for a while, going back and forth, trying to come up with 45 that we both wanted to do. So we finally have 45, and we're getting ready to put that out. The A-side they picked is Irene Reed's Dirty Old Man, which is a great, great track that they definitely play a lot at the club. And then the B-side is something I picked, and it's a really interesting story behind... Well, it's a bizarre story. Okay. I probably should have told you this one before. So it's a cover of I Keep Forgetting, and it came out on this label called Cuppy Records, which was actually owned by Bill Haley's wife at the time, I think after they were divorced, maybe. Anyways, the label says it's the Thornton Sisters, and I've contacted all the Thornton Sisters, and they all vehemently deny that it's them. So it's one of those tracks that I think the producer involved, Sonny Casello, just put together a studio band, slapped his name on it, and put it out. And it's a killer track, and so we're putting it out, but we're renaming the group Cuppy Records Studio Band.
Okay.
And, you know, we're still trying to get to the bottom of the story, and we're hoping, you know, putting it out might help us, you know, similarly the way that Numero did with that Penny track.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
All right. Yeah, some other... really crazy tracks in there. That cover of The Message was one that I'm gonna be looking for quite a while, and other mysteries, but thanks for bringing in the sounds. Really, really great sounds, and really appreciate the set.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Again, Dino Sounds, the guest here at KPFK and Melting Pot. That whole guest DJ set is going to be archived pretty shortly at meltingpotblog.com. Big thanks to him. Big thanks to Clifton, Funky Soul, for suggesting him to come in. We will be back next week with all vinyl and probably an hour for Jimi Hendrix, since his birthday is coming up soon. Folk Scene's up next. Until the next time, y'all take care. You can find us online, meltingpotblog.com, where the interview and guest DJ set will be archived later on, and also on Facebook at facebook.com/meltingpotradio. Till next time, y'all take care.